WAC. Hey, Jerry, what you up to today? W2T.
This morning, Russ, you just packing up a couple of things. Going to take something down in the mail. Post office sometime today, I guess. We did some work on some older computers. I've been dissecting them, taking the good stuff out of them and saving a couple of hard drives, that sort of thing, and preparing them to go to the recycle center or whatever you want to call it.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. I'm sitting here digging through QSL cards and all, and trying to find ones that I need. And my log says I've got them and they're here, but when I go into my box and start looking, they ain't there.
You'll have to submit cards for awards, or what's the deal with that now?
Well, for the for one of the awards, one of the clubs I belong to, we submit cards. But actually, I don't really submit the cards. What I do is take and make copies, scan them in to the computer, and just send all the scanned stuff to them, the application, where I've got the receipt for my fee and the scanned-in cards. So, you know, it takes a little bit of while to work, but you got to get them together and make it work. And I've been doing it because I've got now I've got about 15 awards from this club, and you know, I haven't had to send, except for the first one. I had when I had the first one, we were still doing cards before they started, and that was back many, many, many years ago before we started scanning all this stuff in and doing it that way. So anyway, and now I've just found the card I was looking for is not there in my file, so now I've got to substitute a different card for it, you know.
Submitted my Martell States years ago, and of course, Pat Indian sent the cards in, and they, I had everything confirmed. I had all the cards. The last, I got Hawaii, which was a hard one, but that was my last state, I think. Alaska was a hard one for me, too, because I was working mostly 15 meters, and I think I might have gotten the last state on 20 meters when I became a general, but I got mine all CW, and I worked at all 5 watts, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what happened to the cards. I never got the award, and I don't know whether it got lost in the mail or what happened, but all those cards are gone now, and which is a shame, because I would like to have, I'd like to still hang on to them. But, yeah, that's just the nature of the thing. I mean, they may have returned to me. I was using a post office box for a to get QSLs at that time, and I'm not sure what happened with the deal, but either lost them. I mean, they may have sent them back to me. I don't recall them sending them back to me, but I never got the ARL award for Dallas States. And I don't know whether they sent them back to Emory United. If it did, they got lost somewhere, because that was kind of a, you know, special for me. I got my worked all continents, and I was working on my DXCC for a long, you know, for several years there before I got off HF. I've got most of my my DXCC cards, you know, the ones for DXCC, but I just lost my ones for the state. So that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, well, I got WAS on 75 meters, and I did it with 100 watts and a wire on sideband, and I got all of them, including Alaska and Hawaii. Of course, I had to stay up till about 1:30 in the morning to work Alaska, and I had to stay up till about 3:30 in the morning to work Hawaii, but I got them all. And of course, when I had got my WAS, I had it confirmed by a card checker, so I did not have to send my cards in anywhere. All I had to do was take them over to the card checker, and at that time, she was in the club, the radio club that I was in, so it was easy. I just took them to her, and she checked them and gave them back to me and sent all the stuff in. And somewhere around here is my WAS certificate. I'm not even sure where it is. It's maybe just in a three-ring binder in a sleeve. But I got that, and then I got my DX Century Club, my DXCC, and some of those cards I had checked by card checkers. Some of them went in via Logbook of the World when I finally got that, but I got that in 2012. And I worked most of those without a amp or anything, just 100 watts and a wire, you know. And but these are for the Century Club that I belong to, and I'm working. I've got all the contacts. I just got to pull all the cards so I can scan them in and get ready to send them off, you know.
Good news. When I get on satellites, I'm asking people to send physical QSLs, and most of them have done so. Worked a guy in Arizona on AO-27 about 5 or 6 days ago. He was loud in here. It was low pass for him, and it was fairly low for me, too, but just propagation, right? He was working 15 watts, and I was working 15 watts. Using the same antennas and very similar setups, but I'm trying to get them, you know, I'm trying to get people, and I'll send them a QSL card with a SASE, because those are, it's not like I'm working 100 contacts, you know, a week or anything like that. I might work one or two people a week, maybe, and I keep, you know, I've got a point that way. I'm just listening to specific calls, and so I don't want to keep repeating. I got one guy on SO50, AO27, and through the ISS repeater, and he sent me a card or an SASE each time, because he must need my grid, I guess. But I worked one station on three satellites. But he was in Florida once, and the other time he was up in Maryland, I think, for the AO27 SO50 card. But anyway, I'm having to do that. I'm trying to get my log work of the world thing straightened out. That's something new for me. I'm not fully operational. That's yet, Rusty. N4DJC for ID.
Getting stuff set up and doing it like you want it and everything else. You know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But you just have to work your way through it and get things done, I guess. It's the nature of the beast. And, of course, I've been, you know, working on this stuff. And I'm working on a lot of things. And, in fact, one of the awards that this club I'm in offers is a Worked All States in Order award. And, you know, that's working them all in the order in which they join the union. And that's a fun one to try to work. We've got several guys that have completed that, and that's interesting when they, because you got to work them in the order they became part of the United States. And fortunately, our club has a listing the order in which they joined, so you have to go back and work them in that order, and you know, and then get them on your, so that the dates show that you worked them in the order on the list. So that's a fun thing to do. I haven't started on that one yet. Maybe one of these days.
I've not heard of that one. I know sometime ago, it's been sometime last year, maybe, one of the, I think it was, I was a NASA station, whether JPL or what it was. They had some thing on one of the satellites. I don't remember if it was SO50 or AO27, where it was a special event station on one of the satellites. And I heard them, and I couldn't work them. There might have been somebody in Huntsville, maybe. I'm not sure where it was now, but it was some special event station on satellite. That's the first time I'd heard that. I'm sure that's more common than I'm aware of. But I ain't heard of the Worked All States in order of admission to the union. That's pretty interesting. That's kind of interesting.
An exclusive award of our club. So, and we've gotten several. We've gotten. Let's see. We've had. I think the last certificate issued was number 35 or 36. So we've had that many people work them in order. And all, but it takes a while to get them, because you got to hopefully get those stations on the air so you can get them. But it, you know, it's fun to do things like that. We have these special events, and we've got, you know, worked. We've got an award for working all the oldest cities in the each state, and a lot of things like that. Like I said, we got some interesting awards in our club, and sometime if you get a chance, go look at 3905ccn.com. And click on the awards thing over there, and then you can see a listing of all the awards that we have and everything. So, anyway, well, let me go see what my dog is growling and barking about, and then also get back to this list, because I've got about 15 or 20 more cards to pull out of the folders. Nope, I got, let's see. I got about, each page has 25 cards listed on it, so I've got all the first page pulled and nine on the second page, so I pulled 34 cards, so I got about 16 more to get out of these two boxes. So, anyway, Jerry, good to hear you this morning. Take it easy out there, and we'll talk to you later, and I'll have a good one. W2T.
Today, Rusty. We'll talk to you later. WU2T. We'd always get that messed up. N4DJ Seek. Clear.